The group of United Council students who camped out all day in the Joint Finance Committee hearing room to wait for debate on the UW budget was looking pretty downtrodden when they saw the final product. For the first time in the history of the UW system, as it's known today, it would freeze tuition at four-year campuses. But at the same time, it would potentially defund a student organization that's been there for decades. United Council's Dylan Jambrick says his members met with every member of the budget committee and attended every public hearing. They never saw this coming.
It's a complete disrespect to an organization that's been here since 1960 representing students to never even bring this up as a policy matter and then sneak it in on the last day of the higher education budget.
Right now, students vote by referendum whether they want a United Council group on their campus. Campuses that vote yes charge students a $3 fee that students can ask to have refunded. This plan would end that system.
This would be asking us to entirely change the way we fund our organization, and I don't even know if there's a way besides literally walking up to a student and say, can you give me $3 so you can have a voice in Madison?
Republican Joint Finance Committee co-chair John Nygren said the request to change the funding for United Council came from UW Eau Claire students who felt it was unfair. He agreed.
A mandatory fee is not appropriate. It's something they should choose to join, choose to fund. And I think they made their case for that funding over the last few months.
Because the provision was included with the overall UW budget, it received a bipartisan 14-2 vote. United Council's Jambrick says he's hoping the governor will veto it. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.